Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Wednesday, the last Wednesday before the big Christmas holiday this weekend. On today's show, we're finding more and more planets that could have Earth-like qualities, including the ability to sustain life. I'll be joined by a planetary physicist from MIT to tell me about the most recent discovery that has scientists very excited. And hundreds of thousands of Michiganders that got the flu shot this time last year have not done so this year. Health officials are concerned, and I'll find out why many of you are not getting the shot and when it might be too late to do so. But first, it's not over till it's over, but is it really over? Will we see federal unemployment benefits for millions end on January 1st, along with a payroll tax increase for over 160 million working Americans? Or will Washington lawmakers do what needs to be done to avoid that? To talk about what got us here and what's likely to happen in the next week and a half, I'm joined by Michigan Democratic U.S. Congressman Hanson Clark. Congressman Clark, thank you for joining me.
Well, it's great to be on your show, and this is an important problem that we're facing. We have a lot of folks that are unemployed in Michigan right now who won't be able to make ends meet at all unless Congress gets back to Washington to vote to extend these benefits.
Now, I guess that really is the crux of the issue, because Republicans say, hey, look, the game is still on. We went for a conference committee. Our conferees are ready. We just need the Senate to come back into town and do their part. Are they right, then? Is that really the next step? And is the Senate now obligated to come back and do their part?
Well, here's the quickest way to continue the unemployment benefits is for the House to vote on the Senate version that extends these benefits for 2 months. So immediately, people who are unemployed right now will have some certainty, and that's a word that's been so overused right now, but let's apply it to folks right now who are struggling financially, give them the certainty they'll have some type of benefits while they're looking for a job the first 2 weeks of next year. So that's the quickest way to do it, and then Congress can work on extending those benefits along with the health care benefits for seniors and the disabled, and they can extend that for the next 10 months.
So the initial
short
started,
answer is here's the quickest thing. The House needs to come back. My colleagues approve the Senate version, and then folks will have unemployment benefits extended for at least 2 more months, and then we work on extending that for the remainder of the year.
Well, this is a real struggle here because both suggestions involve coming back to Washington and finishing up the job, although two different views on what exactly should be done. Now, are you sure, or do you really think Republicans will be blamed for this extension not going through if it does not? Because really, they were the first ones to say, look, we've done our part. It's now the Senate's turn to get into conference committee, which they say there is plenty of time to do that and to find compromise. Is that not the case? We still have a week and a half, don't we?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not concerned about who's to blame right now. I want to make sure that people are able to survive. You know, there are folks who are unemployed who are getting unemployment compensation right now. They're not going to be able to enjoy their holidays because they don't know if they're going to be able to keep their home in January or February. So I think that the members of Congress should come back to Washington to solve this problem. I'm going to call some of my colleagues and ask them to do that. I'm vice president of the Democratic freshman class. So I'll start with my own colleagues.
Well, let me ask you, have you seen your congressional Republican colleagues really back down on anything at this point?
Now, I've spoken to some of the Republican freshmen who I've worked with. I think some of them will be willing to come back to D.C. to make sure that their people don't get thrown out in the street because their unemployment benefits have run out and they're facing foreclosure. Yes. Now, I try to appeal to the best in people, and right now it's about serving Americans who, through no fault of their own, are now unemployed, who are elderly and disabled, and if the Medicare payments get cut back, so physicians aren't going to be able to afford to provide them with any health care.
Republicans say the main issue here is they do not agree with this two-month extension. They said President Obama himself said he wants a year-long extension. And otherwise, they said some of the other differences shouldn't be very difficult to resolve. Do you agree that the extension should really be a year?
Oh, yes. I believe we should extend it for a year. But when you're unemployed, and I was unemployed, you're not getting any income. Getting 2 months of unemployment compensation is better than getting no income at all. And that's what the unemployed are being faced with right now. Because of Congress's inaction, people could be out on the street with no money to be able to survive. That's not fair.
So at this point, what is the likelihood that Congress or the House will go back and get back in session and take this vote? Aren't most of your colleagues back home now, and don't they already have plans of for their holidays?
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter. Our job is to serve the public. We as members of Congress have a responsibility to work for people, and our people need our help right now. So we can get on a plane and get back to D.C. We do that all the time, every week. That's part of our job description. So we need to get back to work. Matter of fact, I will likely return to Washington shortly. I'm going to consult with my colleagues first.
I'm talking to U.S. Congressman Hanson Clark, who is a Democrat from Detroit. Now, one of the pieces of the House version of the bill included limiting the number of weeks that federal unemployment benefits would be available in the upcoming year. Do you agree with that, and will you go along with that as part of the bill?
No, and that's a good point. Right now, if the House version of the unemployment compensation extension would be approved, folks who are unemployed in Michigan would lose 20 weeks of unemployment insurance compensation. 20 weeks. So the Senate version, even though it's only for 2 months, it doesn't reduce the amount of unemployment compensation you'll get right now. That's why we want to approve the Senate version. We approve that for 2 months and then extend it for the rest of the year.
I mean, all this drama that's now unfolding, could this all be for nothing in the sense that Congress could come back early next year and quickly put all these extensions into place? So it would be several days, I guess, where they would no longer be there.
But, you know, we could do that. But look at the stress that we're putting on people in Michigan who are already stressed out because they don't have a job, because they have families to support. This is the holidays right now for people. Families who worked hard and now can't even provide for their families adequately because they're not working. No, we shouldn't put people under the gun like that. Members of Congress, we need to get on a plane, get back to D.C., extend these benefits, and then work to extend them for the full year.
Well, what about the Keystone Oil Pipeline issue? That is part of both bills. There was some resistance initially. Republicans and supporters say that it's going to bring hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil into the U.S. every day. It would run, of course, from Alberta, Canada to Texas. Do you agree that this is an important measure that should be addressed in the bill?
Well, it's an important issue on whether we should build that pipeline to create the jobs and weighing the risk to the environment and to the public health because of leakage of those tar sands. But I believe that was put in the bill just for political purposes. You know, that's the whole issue. Congress is really focused on, you know, elections, you know, fundraising and trying to blame other people, you know, for a problem or, you know, political issues. Mm-hmm. So I try to ignore those. Right now, I'm focusing on protecting Michigan families who can't make ends meet, who aren't working, who are sick and they need health care, who are working but need a break on their taxes continued. So those are the issues that I'm working on. I'm trying to work on finding common ground to actually help people here in Michigan, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to focus on the wedge issues that divide us in Washington because there's too many things that our people need right now. They need unemployment insurance if you're without a job. If you're sick, you want your Medicare to be continued. And if you're working, you want that tax break continued because you're making 50 grand a year. If you can save $1,000 of that. I mean, that helps you buy the groceries. I mean, things are tight for many families. You know, I think that's the problem right now with Congress. Many of these folks in Congress, they're millionaires. They don't understand what it is to be without a job, to struggle to make ends meet. Yeah, I've been out without a job. I had to rely on food stamps. I got my food stamps cut off. The fear that I faced, not knowing how to provide for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want any family in Michigan to have to feel that. So I'm willing to go back, even if it's on Christmas Day, to extend unemployment benefits for people who need it, for people who deserve it.
Congressman Clark, about a minute left or so. You are from Detroit. The biggest issue now is this budget deficit the city has, the very real likelihood that an emergency financial manager will be assigned next year. Do you think this is an appropriate step if the city is not able to resolve its deficit?
Well, Detroit's in a financial emergency. That's been building over years. We've got too much debt right now. But I believe the best way to get the city rebuilt, you need Detroiters more engaged with their government, holding politicians accountable. We don't need an emergency financial manager. We want to preserve the right to vote. You know, many African Americans died for that right. We don't need an emergency financial manager, but this is a financial crisis. My approach right now is I'm working with Republicans in the House to return Detroiters' federal tax dollars back to the city, mm-hmm. putting it in a protected trust fund, have that money invested to create jobs and to eliminate the city's debt. That's how you rebuild the city and create jobs for southeastern Michigan.
U.S. Congressman Hanson Clark from Detroit, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michael. Great to be on your show.
Absolutely.